So the Torah doesn't tell us very much about Eliezer Eved Avram. But in Chazal and in Sfarim HaKadoshim, we find a very interesting life of Eliezer Eved Avram. Not just the life which he lived as Eved Avram, but also in past Gilgulim and future Gilgulim of Eliezer Eved Avram. There's a sugya to develop here, Mitzvah Hashem. So rather than just to throw off the list of names associated with Eliezer Avram, let's try to understand the sugya of Eliezer Eved Avram, what to learn from that sugya, b'derech avoda, as well in Mitzvah Hashem. Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Eliezer is Kenan. Eliezer, of course, is an Eved Avram, and the fate of being an Eved goes back to the Klala, to the order of which Noach said to Kanan, order Kanan, Eved Avadim Yihi Eliyachav. And this Kanan is Eliezer. And Chazal darshan about him and called him an Eved Maskil. An Eved Maskil means an Eved who thought logically, who thought very smart. He said, since my fate is that I have to be an Eved, wouldn't it be best if I make myself an Eved in the house of Avram? And that's exactly what he did. And the genius of Eliezer of Canaan was that he realized that he shouldn't try to escape his fate. That he came to the Hakara that if Hashem is Baruch, if the Tzaddik says that I should be an Eved, so it takes a seichel for a person to understand, and there's an oimik in this, is that the fate of a person or the consequence that a Kadosh Baruch Hu or Tzaddik gives is not by means of punishment. It's an ofen to be masakin oneself. And that's what he was maskil. That he knew his place. As Chazal say, Ezehu Chacham, Hamakir es Mekaymai. That a Chacham is somebody who knows what his place is and where he should be. And by understanding that if I'm Kenan, and it's been destined upon me to be an Eved Avadim, better that I should be an Eved in the house of Avram, that he's Makir es Makomo. And he understood, and he found out, shortly as we'll see, that by being an Eved in the house of Avram, that was actually his correction, that was his tikkun. Chazal tell us, Al yidei she'sheiris oisei tzadik b'emuna, that since he served Avraham faithfully with emuna, yatzam yichlal aror, dechlal baruch. That he went from being an aror into being a baruch. Not just that he was set free, but that he became a baruch. Chazal tell us, when did that happen? When Lavan said to Eliezer, in this week's Pasha, Boi Baruch Hashem. Chazal tell us that a malach came, the Zohar says, that a malach came and put those words in the mouth of Lavan. That he referred to Eliezer as Boi Baruch Hashem. Come, which means come into the covenant. Come into a place of baruch. That he was Yatzal Michlal Arur, B'nichnas Echlal Baruch. Which is very interesting that this should come from Lavan. Before we get back to this inyan of the Gilgulim, future Gilgulim of Eliezer, and future Tikkunim of him, let's understand Eliezer and the roots of Canaan. We find a very interesting thing. That Canaan was allowed onto the Teva. Why was Canaan allowed into the Teva? The reason is because Chazal tell us about Noach that despite the fact that Noach was a tzaddik, the Torah says that he was a tzaddik tamim hayah b'doraisav. Nevertheless, Chazal bring out, Rashi quotes it, that Noach was ma'amin ve'eino ma'amin. That he was a believer but not a believer as well. That he wasn't ma'amin be'emunah shleima. A simon to this is the fact that Chazal tell us that on the teva, bo ari v'hikishu b'raglai. That the Ari came and he hit Noach in the leg. The reason why he was able to hit Noach in the leg is because the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that the leg is the place which corresponds to Emuna. That it's Ma'am Midadam Al Raglav. That it gives a person his strength, his Yachinu Boaz. So therefore the Ari came and was Poigim noyach beragla in that place of emuna, and he made them bebal mum. Because mum is Rashi Tevos, ma'amin ve'enoy ma'amin. And because noyach had this mum in his regel, that he was an enoy ma'amin, that's why Kenan was able to come onto the Teva. Because this was Tevas noyach. And because noyach embodies ma'amin ve'enoy ma'amin, so therefore, even a tzad eino ma'amin is allowed into the teva. And that tzad she'eino ma'amin, which is nichnas onto the teva, is kenan. And in the same way that the Ari made a mum in noyach because he was ma'amin ve'eino ma'amin, kenan also made a mum in noyach. As Chazal tell us, that when the Torah says, v'yikatz, noyach mi'yeinu, v'yedeis asher sa'asal abnei ha'katan, that in one gears in Chazal is that it wasn't Cham who was Poigim Binoyach. It was Kenan who did that. Which is from the fact that Hashem, that Noach doesn't turn to Cham and to say, Ora Cham, Eved Avadim Yaliyach, he says, Ora Kenan. And Kenan was the son of Cham. And that's what it means. Vayikatz Noach Meineno, that he knew what he did to him, Binoy HaKotan. In fact, the word Vayikatz, Noach Meineno, the word Kates, which is from the word Vayikat, is Gematria Kanan. And therefore, Vayikat is like Vay Kanan, woe to Kanan. That he was the Bnei HaKatan who made this Pagam. And even here, the Rashi Tevos of Noyach Miyeno Vayeda Es is Rashi Tevos Emuna, but lacking the letter Hey. As if to say that he was Chaser Emuna, that he was Maimin Ve'eno Maimin. That last Nakud of Emuna, which is the letter Hey, of which Avram, who is the Maimon B'Sholem, was Zeichet to the letter Hey, which turns Emun into Emuna, of which Chazal Darshan and the Zayah of Hashem Berech as Avram Bakol, that this Bakol that Hashem gave Avram in this week's parsha was the letter Hey, which he used to create the world, Behi Baram. This is the difference between Noach and Avram, and the reason why Canaan was allowed onto the Teva, because of this Chisaron, the Noach had that he was Mamin ve'ino Mamin. That created a Pesach for even someone like Kenan, who was Eino Mamin, to come, to be invited into the Teva, and ultimately to make him a Balmon. Avram, as we mentioned, corrected this Pagam in being Mamin ve'ino Mamin, and he was Mamin u'Mamin. That's why Noach Kenan is Gematria Avraham. Because mitzad the Emuna of Noach, Avram was certainly that, but even the Tzad Kenan, the Tzad Eino Ma'amin, Avram was able to correct that. And that's manifested by the fact that he was able, Avram Avinu, to turn Eliezer from being an Arur into being a Baruch. But although on the surface it seems like it's attributed to Lavan, it doesn't attribute itself to Lavan. It's because of the Kayach of Avram Avinu that he was able to become a Baruch. That even though the words left the mouth of Lavan to say, Ba Baruch Hashem, it was only because Eliezer, that he was an Eved to Avram, and Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, that he constantly says, Ever Avram Anoichi, that he knew that it wasn't that Lavan gave him a Baruch, Lavan was the biggest Aura in the world. It was only because that he was being sent as a Shliach of Avram. Not that he was a Shliach of Avram, it was Bekavana that Avram had sent him down here, we'll see a little bit later, Mitzvah Shem, that it was the Kayach of Avram which was able to be Mahapich. Eliezer, from being a Kenan in order into being a Baruch. Because Avram is the Koyach of Bracha, like it says in the beginning of this whole Sugya, V'Hashem Beirach es Avram. As it says, V'Heyei Bracha, that you're Be'etzim a Bracha. And the Koyach being Be'etzim a Bracha, that's why he was Zeiche, to be able to be Yotzim Michlal Arat, to be Chlal Baruch. What's very interesting to note is that these words, Boi Baruch Hashem, are the words which transformed Eliezer from being an Arur into being a Baruch. If you go back to the pasuk which says, Arur Kenan, Eved Avadim Yihi Yaliyachav, the very next words in the Torah, the very next pasuk begins, that Noach continues his Baruch to Shem, and he says, Vayoymar Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. So there's a remez here that from the fact that the Torah says, Eved Kenan, Eved Avod Mihi Yale'achav, Vayoyme Baruch Hashem, that there's a remez that when somebody will come along and he will say, Baruch Hashem, That will be the tikkun for the klala, which was attributed to Kana. And the one who said that, of course, was Lavan. But it's attributed to shame. It's called Alakei Shame. That's the remez of which the Torah tells us that when Eliezer came back together with Rivka and he came to the house of Avraham Yitzchak, and says Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Yitzchak was coming out. Chazal say, where was he coming out from? From the base medrash of shame. That's a remez that it was Mikoyach Yitzchak. It was the Koyach of Avraham. That he was Yotam Yibizrash Shal Shem. The Hainu, Vayomer Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. From that place he was coming from. That although it may look like on the surface that Lavan was the one who was being Maitzeh Him Lecheiret, Michal Arel Chal Baruch, it was just the Koyach of Yitzchak and Avraham who were the master of Eliezer that allowed him to become Baruch. This is the remez in the Pasuk that it says, Va'Avram. The Torah says, Va'Avram. Bo Bayamim, Va'Hashem Beirachas Avram Bako. Ve'Avram is Vigamachia Baruch Hashem. And even the words which it says later, Va'Hashem Beirach, is also the letters exactly Baruch Hashem. And it's Avram Bako. That's the whole Hakdama to the Sugi of Eliezer going down. As if to say that this Koyach of Baruch Hashem has its roots back in Avram, the Vehayei Bracha. That it wasn't Lavan, it was the Koyach of Avram which allowed him to become Bechlal Baruch. It could be that part of the trickery of Lavan was that when he said, Boy Baruch Hashem, is that he tried to make a chalipin, he tried to make a tmura. That he tried with his trickery. And he knew that Avram and Eliezer, that this Shidduch, that Avram was a Baruch and Eliezer was an Arur. And he tried to use the Koyach of Tmura with his Mirma, they have the same Shoresh, to make a Mirma, to make a Tmura, to be Machlef. That really by saying Bal Baruch Hashem, he tried to be Mamshech, the Bracha of Avram onto Eliezer, and it should be Neschalef, that the Klala of Eliezer should go on to Avram. But what he didn't know is that there's a place, there's a Dekuda called Kedusha, that Avram was Niskadish as well. And because of that Kedusha of Avram, which he was Zeichet to by the Kedusha HaBrit, that he was Zeichet to a Darga of Kedusha, that didn't allow the Chalip and that Tumor to be Nischalip. As we know, the Torah says, Lo Yomir Toiv Berav Verav Betoiv, V'hoya Hu Tmura So Yihi Yakoidesh, that when you try to be Machlif, a Toiv Bera and an Arba Baruch, not only does it not Chal, but it turns the Arur also to being Baruch. And that's exactly what happened here. That by saying Ba Baruch Hashem, not only was he not Matzliach and being Mamshech the Klala of Eliezer at Avram, but even Eliezer was Oilev and Nichlal B'chlal Baruch. And that's perhaps the secret of why Chazal tell us that the Ziv Ikunen Shal Eliezer was Daimat Avram. That even the parts of Ponim of Eliezer was like Avram. That he was Zechem Mamish to the Baruch of Avram. Because it wasn't just the pshat that Eliezer was, according to this, was that he was Yatsam Yachal Ara to be Bechlal Baruch. The pshat is that he was Zecha Mamish to the Baruch of Avram. Therefore, even the Zivikun Shal Avram, that Chachmas Adam Tarpan of the Baruch of Avram could be seen on the face of Eliezer. Perhaps that's the pshat according to this Nusach. Chazal say another version that where was Yitzchak coming from? Vayetze Yitzchak, where was he coming from? So according to this version, it wasn't that he was coming from the house of shame, from the Beis Medrash of shame, that he was coming from Har HaMairiyah. And the pshat is HaMairiyah, Chazal says, is from a lashon of Tmura. That he came from the place of Tmura. That it was Mikoyach, the Koyach of Tmura, that Eliezer was Zeicha to be Bechlal Baruch. Another version, an understanding of who Eliezer is that Eliezer is Og. Eliezer is Og. Now what it means, whether he was Og, means that he was a Nitzot, or means maybe in a future Gilgal, or maybe it was Mamish Eliezer, and then after being Yotzei Lecheiros, it would seem that he went downhill, that he became Melech. Chazal say that because he served Avram ben Emunas, he became Melech. That's Og Melech HaBashan. But Og Melech HaBashan was the one who stood up against Klal Yisrael to not let Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Og. What's very interesting is that if you say that Eliezer is Og, really Eliezer has roots even before in the lifetime of Og. That although the Torah only tells us about Og, the name Og later on, We know Og has a role, Al Pi Torah Shebal Peh, he has a role much earlier than that. He was the one who told Avram Avinu that Lot was captured. He was the one who lived pre-Mabul times, but Chazal say that he found a place outside the Teva to be saved. That's why he's called the Polit. Vayaveh HaPolit, that he was saved from the Mabul. It comes out that in the same way that Knan found his way onto the Teva because he made an achiza on the Nakuda of Ma'amin, Ve'enoi Ma'amin of Noyach, so too Eliezer found an achiz onto the Teva, on the outside of the Teva, because he too found a Nakuda called Ma'amin, Ve'enoi Ma'amin. This is really Eliezer. Eliezer mitzad Knan found an achiz on the Teva called Eino Ma'amin, or Og on the outside of the Teva found a place called Eino Ma'amin also. But they both have the roots in Eliezer. Interesting is at the end, Og's fate is that he's killed by Moshe. And it says that Moshe jumped up and he chopped him in his leg, which is the place of the Nakud of Eino Ma'amin, like we spoke about before. Because Moshe is the Isha Emuna. Moshe is the Gilgul of Noach, as Chazal say, that although Noach was Ma'amin Eino Ma'amin, and that's why the Mabul occurred, comes along later Moshe, who is Mespalel al B'nei Doire, Moshe is the Tikkun of Noach, and that's why Og ultimately has his fate at the hands of Moshe. The only reason why he was able to have any achiza or yinika was because he was being yonik in the foot of Noach, which is that place of order, that place of Eino Ma'amin. But when he has to put up a fight against Moshe, he's the tikkun of Noach. That's why his nefila is beyond Moshe. Because Moshe, that he was shalim b'ragloi, therefore there was no place for Oig to be yonik anymore, and that allowed the Yidden, opened the doors for the Yidden to come into Eretz Yisrael and to conquer Eretz HaKanani, that place of order, to wipe off Canaan and to be nichnas into Eretz Yisrael. Bilam also has a shaykhah to this inyan. We know that Bilam is actually the Gilgul of Lavan. So Bilam has a shaykhah to Lavan. And in the same way Lavan made a melchama against Eliezer and Avram, so too Bilam made a melchama against Klai Yisrael, as we know. Bilam has a shaykhah to the Nachash, which of course is the root of this entire parasha, because the very first klala is attributed to the Nachash. And the klala that the Nachash received was that he didn't have any more raglayim, which is what we said before. That also the Nachash was Eino Ma'amin. That in the same way, or I guess I should say, in the opposite way, that in the way that, just like Eliezer, by being Sheirei Sayyusei Tzadik Be'emuna, by serving that Tzadik Avram Be'emuna, he became a Baruch, the Nachash did the opposite. By the fact that he did not serve his master Be'emuna, which is Adam HaRishon, he lost his legs, and he went from being a Baruch to being an Aror. The Aror is the Nachash, of course. Bilam too has a shaykhah to this, because Bilam, Chazal say, was a chiger, that he had a pagam in his leg, that he was a limp, that he was a lame. And he wanted to be mekalel b'nei Yisrael, because he had a shaykhah mitzad his reglayim to the bechinas nachash in his leg. And he wanted to make a klala on Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov also had a pagam b'gid hanasha, which is also in his leg. And not just that, but in the previous parsha of Balak, in Parshas Chukas, that's where the Torah tells us that Moshe also had a pagam, of which he was not allowed to enter and to drive away the Canaanite. What was it? That he hit the rock. And the Torah says that Hashem says about Moshe, Yan leha emanti bi, because you didn't have emuna in me. So as soon as Bilam understood and he saw with his eyes that there was a pagam in Moshe, that Moshe also is Yan leha emantim, that even Moshe has fallen into a place of ma'amin v'inu ma'amin. Comes along Bilam and he wants to curse B'nai Yisrael because he does sees that Moshe can't protect him anymore. That even Moshe is Ma'amin Avinu Ma'amin. But of course he has a rude awakening that Hashem says, Lahibit Avin B'Yakev V'la Ra'amu B'Yisrael. That he doesn't understand that even though Hashem says about Moshe, Yalei Haman to be, it wasn't that Moshe himself wasn't a Ma'amin. Of course he was a Ma'amin. Hashem had just said that. And we'll get to Mr. Hashem a little bit later where you see that Moshe was Ma'amin U'Ma'amin. But because Hashem was Megala this place of so therefore, that since there was a bechin of ma'amin u'ma'amin, so then all the auras which he tried to bring upon Klal Yisrael turned into brachos. That was yatsa michlal auror lichlal baruch, because there's a nekudah here, not just a ma'amin ve'inu ma'amin, but there's an emunah shlema. We find a very similar ma'isa by Megillas Esther as well. that in the same way Eliezer was Eved Avram, so too we know that Haman was the Eved of Mordechai. Now, in the same way that Eliezer was Yatzah Michlal Baruch, Michlal Ara to be Michlal Baruch, we find a very similar thing here by Haman as well. It seems that Haman tried to curse Mordechai, to try to wipe away Mordechai, because he saw that Mordechai, although he was a Ma'amin, he considered Mordechai to not be a Shalom Bemuna. Because this was post Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't think that anybody was on the Darg of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because how would the Beis HaMikdash be destroyed if anybody in the door was on the Darg of Moshe? That's the Pshat which Chazal say that Haman saw that it was very good that it fell out in the month of Adar, because that's the month Shehemis by Moshe. That Moshe died in that month. Which means that there's nobody in the door on the Darg of Moshe anymore because there's no Beis HaMikdash. What he didn't know is that there's what's called Leidas Moshe, of which the Sfarim say that Mordechai is Leidas Moshe. Mordechai is, Chazal say, the Nekuda Moshe Rabbeinu. And since Mordechai is the Darg of Moshe, it's not Ma'amin ve'eino Ma'amin like you thought, it's Ma'amin u'Ma'amin. That is the Koyach to be Mahapich, not just to protect himself against the Klala, but to be Mahapich all the Klalos of Haman into being Brachas. That's the side of Inahapachu. That all the auras that he tried to bring upon Klai Yisrael turn into Brachas on Klai Yisrael. This is the secret of which Chazal say that Haman took an eitz from where? From the Teva of Noach. That he thought that he could bring to be Mamshech upon Klai Yisrael, now that they're in the Matzav of Ma'amin v'inoy Ma'amin, he could bring Klolos upon Klai Yisrael. That's why he took the eitz from Tevas Noach. What he didn't know is that this eitz of Tevas Noach reaches Shara Chamishim, it was Chamishim Ama, and when you come to Shara Chamishim, you come to Moshe. And since Mordechai, that he had a Shaychus of Dargis Moshe, that's why he was not vulnerable at all to the Klolos of Haman, and in fact turned all the Klolos into becoming Berachas. There's a Remes Tanech, in fact, in the Haggadah, in the Megillah, where it says, Kasher Nachu HaYehudim Mi'ayvehem. Kasher Nachu is the Remes to Noach. The Noach is the Darga of Kasher Nachu HaYehudim Mi'ayvehem, that it was misaled by that, and it was the Darga of Moshe. This is the secret of what the Arizal tells us. That the Ariya Kaddish tells us that when a person drinks some poor Madul Yada, he's supposed to drink to the point where he says, Baruch Haman. That you should make a mistake to say, not instead of saying Baruch Mordechai or Haman, you should say Baruch Haman. The Darga of Baruch Haman is the same inyan of that which Lavan says about Eliezer, Boy Baruch Hashem. That he was Mamshech Bracha to Eliezer, who was Canaan, who was the Oru Canaan. That by saying Baruch Hashem, to be Mamshech that Bracha from comes from that place, on to Canaan, which is Eliezer, and to be Mahapechim from to being Kala to being Bracha. And that's what happens on Purim. You drink Ad Lo Yada, because you come to the place of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is called Ish Lo Yada Es Kfurasai. That when you come to that place of Kfuras Moshe, you have a daher that even though it says about Moshe Yalahem Antibi, it's not true. The Moshe is completely Shalem. That from that place of Ad Lo Yada, which is Kfuras Moshe, Ish Lo Yada Es Kfurasai, you bring down a bracha onto Haman, you say Baruch Haman, and therefore even Haman is Yatsa Mechlab Arer, Yechlab Baruch, as we know, that ultimately Haman has a tikkun that Bnei Banav Shel Haman lamdu Torah b'Bnei Brak. So B'derech Remez, Haman ben Hamdasa is Gematria Orer Kanan. And in fact, two times Haman is Gematria Kanan. As if to suggest that Haman has the same faith of Kanan, that they were both Yotzi Mechlal Orer to be Bechlab Baruch. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that Eliezer was also later on Kalev. And he says the reason why when Kalev came into Eretz Yisrael, which is Eretz HaKanani, right? When he comes into the Eretz HaKanani, into Eretz Yisrael, he goes right away to Maras HaMachpelah to daven for the Kever Avram. That the Eved returns to his master and he davens that he should have Siyata D'Shemaya. Azai Zok the Arizal. The Rem is in this week's parasha to this. It says, "Vashem birach es Avram bakol," that when this bracha is attributed to Eliezer, the bracha is bakol. Bakol is the osios kalev. That's why it says about Eliezer that he was moishel b'chol asher loy of Avram Avinu. Bakol asher loy means kalev. When was he zechet to that bracha to become Kalev? Like we said before, when Lavan says, Boy, Baruch Hashem is gematria Kalev ben Yefune. That's how you find that Eved, Avram Anoichi, that he's called the Eved. And we find also by Kalev, that Kalev is called Avdi Kalev. Avdi Kalev. And since he was Yoytzi Michla Oich LaBaruch, he has the Koyach to be Koyvesh the Klalot, to be Koyvesh the Eretz HaKanani. I saw a very nice remez in the Sefer Mishnah Sagilgulim, where he brings down a lot of the Masu Matan in regards to the life of Eliezer, although much of it is from Chazal, but he brings down a few other Dekudas, which we'll discuss shortly. He asks Akasha, why is he called Kalev ben Yefuneh? That's why I'm saying he's really Kalev ben Chetzron. He's the son of Chetzron. He says a very nice word. He says the reason why he's called ben Yefuneh is because his Yeshua is attributed to Lavan, who says to Eliezer, Boy Baruch Hashem, Anoichi Pinisi Habayis. I was Pinisi as Habayis. That since he said Pinisi, when freeing Eliezer, that I made it free, that I opened the doors for you, I think this is the pshat, that I opened the bayis shel bracha, the bays of baruch, for you to enter in. So Mamela, since he was poinei makom for him to enter into the makom of the bayis of Avram, the bays, the bracha of Avram, he's called Kalev ben Yefuneh. Because his roots go back to Eliezer, who was freed all yaday, love him. Anechi pinisi habayis. Yaakov Ruveni brings that really the origins of Eliezer comes from Chanoch. And the reason why he was brought back into the world is Chanoch. As we know, the Torah tells us that Vayishalich Chanoch Esayelikim Veinenu Kilokach Esayelikim, that Hashem took him away. Rashi says, quoting Chazal, that he was Kal Bedayit of Lashav Lera, that he was very prone the following evil ways. So Hashem took him away before his time. So what that means, therefore, if Hashem took him away before his time, that he has time to make up. And he makes up that time as Eliezer. So Gali Razi says, why does he have to come back into this world? Because Chanoch didn't have a bris. And he needed to come back in this world to have a bris. Now what does that mean, to come back into this world, to be mashlim your tafkin and to be zeichet to a bris? So first understand the Indian of Chanoch, why it was that Hashem says, Veinenu, is that the reason why he was Kal B'dayi T'Elashuv is that Chanoch knew that he was Kal B'dayi T'Elashuv. He knew that he was afraid that he can go back to his old ways. And the reason why that was is because he did not have a Bris Milah. Bris Milah has a way of anchoring a person and making a Bris with Hashem, which is so chazak, that even if you go into very low places, you could still be Oymin Ben Yisayah. But Chanoch wasn't like that, and he spent his whole day in meditation, secluded from the whole world because he was afraid of their influences, that his head was Mamish in Himmel, until he became Mamish HaMalach. Chazal said that he became the Malach Matat. That he was Mamish Oyel L'Rekia, he was Oyel L'Shamayim. But that's not what Hashem wants from an Adam. Hashem doesn't want that an Adam should just fly up to Shamayim. Hashem wants that he should be an Adam from the Lashon of Adam El Elyon to reach the greatest heights, but to be an Adam from which is Lashon Adama, to go into the lowest places as well. And Chanoch did not go into the lowest places. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has him come back as a Gilgul, as Eliezer. And what does Hashem, have in mind by bringing Eliezer back into this world and giving to Avram? That Avram says to Eliezer, I'm sending you down to the lowest places, to the house of Lavan, because you spent the first half of your life in Shemayim, Adam El Elyon. Now you're going to have to spend the second half of your life down in those low, low places in the house of Lavan, in the places of Arur, in the places of Klala. But of course he doesn't do that until he gives him a bris. Because the bris is the nekuda which allows a person to go into the low places. That's what we find that Gali Raza concludes by saying that just as Chanoch is Eliezer, the nitzitz of Eliezer comes back again by Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef, of course, and this is the Hezber in that, Yosef, of course, is the Omer HaBris, the Ish HaYesod, the Tzadik Yesod Olam, that Yosef willingly went down to Mitzrayim. But that's exactly where he wanted to be. He went down to Mitzrayim because the Koyach of Bris, which is the Koyach which was given to Yosef, is the Koyach which allows the person to go down into the Klala, into the Arur of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim comes from Cham, to go into the places of Arur of Klala, and to be Oymed Ben Yisayin because of the Bris, the Kedushas HaBris, which he was Zeichet to, which is the Lot of Yosef HaTzadik. That's why it says about Chanoach, Vayishalech Chanoach Eshalehim. By Noach it doesn't say that, it says Hishalech Noach. By Avram it says Hishalech Lefanai. It doesn't say Vayishalech, because the Halich of Chanoach was a Vay, it was a Woe, it was an Oy. That's not what Hashem wants, that he should go up to go up to Shemayim to escape. That Shemayim should be your miklat. And even Noach was afraid to go down. And Noach was Nemo. It says that Noach was born with a Mila. But he was afraid. He didn't go down. It wasn't until somebody like Avram Avinu, who had an Eliezer, that he was given that bris of Mila, that he was able to go down into those little places, like Yosef followed in the path of Eliezer as well, as the nitzitz of Eliezer. And that's why when Eliezer goes down to the house of Lavan, to the place of Klala, it says that he was Nishbalai, B'yarkai Shalav Avraham. He swore by the Yarech of Avraham. Rashi says by the Mila of Avraham. Why did he take a Shua by the Mila? Why not by a Sefer Torah, the Mefarshim ask? So the Rashi says because it's Chaviv Loi. That it was very Chaviv to Avraham. But according to this, it's not just the fact that it was Chaviv to him. It's because of the Kedushas HaBris, which allows a person to fulfill exactly what Eliezer was prepared to do, to go down into these low places, to these places of horror, and to be able to meet Oymen B'Nisayim. So that's why he took his shvuah there, to be makasher himself to the Kedushas HaBris, to be mashlim, his faith, to be mashlim, his role as Chanoach, mikoyach Kedushas HaBris, to go into the low places of the world. That's why it says, Hu yishlach malachoy lefanacha, Avram says to him. But this malach, which was created from the mitzvah of Bris Mila, will go down with you, as Marum is in the Rashi Tevois. Hu is a hey, yishlach is a yud, Malach is a mem, lefanecha is a lamed, is Rashi Tevis Mila. That Hashem, that Avram has in mind to send down the zechus of Bris Mila to go down with you, to protect you, and ultimately mekayach that bris, to be yoyti mechal orer, to be mechal baruch. That's why Chanoach, b'miluo, if you spell out Chanoach, is b'gematria, hu yishlach malachai lefanecha. That it's a remes to Chanoach who became a malach, that Hashem is sending down Chanoach to go down as Eliezer into these places, to be mashlam his tafkid, which ultimately is fulfilled by Yosef. And if you go even further than that, in Kalev, etc., and even he comes back as Benayoyo Ben Yehoyada, the Sfarim HaKadoshim said that Eliezer is a very long tikkun process, which Hashem does, and it's a klal hayotzim, it's a prat hayotzim and a klal to teach us that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has, that everybody will have a tikkun lasalav. Even Lavan has a tikkun. And the Sfarim say that because Lavan was the one who gave this bracha to Eliezer, that's why he comes back later on as a Gilgul, as Novel HaKarmeli. And it says in the Pasuk that Novel comes from the house of Kalev. How amazing is that? The Sefer Mishnah's Gilgulim points this out. How amazing is that? Is that as a Mida Kenaganida, as a Hakara Satoiv, that Eliezer says, thank you very much, that you were the one who said, Ba Baruch Hashem. That you were mighty me from being Mechlal Arel Chlal Baruch. And later on, Eliezer becomes Kalev. So too, Kalev pays him back. And says, now you're going to come back as a later Gilgal. You're going to become Novel, who's from the house of Kalev. That he finds a Pesach to come back into Klal Yisrael. And so ultimately, Lavan, this Bilam, this Lavan, this Novel has a very big tikkun. It's going to be one very big Kishut Ekala, the Arizal says in the times of Mashiach. That Mashiach, that the Shechem Gesha will wear all the Rishayim as Levushim. This will be the glory of the Shechinah Kadesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show that no matter how big of an Ar you were, how little of a Baruch you were, everybody finally has a tikkun. This is really one of the messages of Eliezer, that when a person does his avoid of an emunas, even though it may be as a result of a pagam that a person may have done, but if a person is an Evan Maskil and he realizes that Einshim and Araychim, these are just avenues for a person to be able to fulfill his tafkid, and he serves Hashem be'emunah, As the Medrash says in the beginning of Parshas Shlach, when Yehoshua and Kalev go down, there's nothing which is more chavit HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a shliach who fulfills his avoda b'anemonos. That was Kalev, that was Eliezer, it's the same neshama, to fulfill, to stay true, that even though people are backing away from Moshe, that they're not fulfilling the shlichas of Moshe, when Kalev said, I'm going to be neman to my Moshe, I'm going to be neman to Avram, says Eliezer, that if a person just uses that koyich of emunah, that he's ma'amin u'ma'amin, and he says, truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's ma'amin in the high places, and he's also ma'amin in the low places. So of course, a person will be able to see the tikkun of his anashama. We should see all of that. We'll be as great as Tzedek, may have been one day.